This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I've said this before, but it bears repeating anytime oil prices are the topic of conversation, as they are about to be. We produce, globally, about 100 million barrels of oil a day. We consume, globally, about 100 million barrels of oil a day. Supply and demand made real, right? I mention that because crude is bumping up against $100 a barrel right now, with guesses it's going to go higher soon and maybe for a while. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall looks at how that'll do across the whole economy, just as the Fed is trying to do what it is trying to do.
The pump is the first place Americans would feel higher oil prices, says University of Houston Energy Fellow Ed Herz. I caught up with him right before he was filling up his own tank.
I'm at a location with $3.75 a gallon gasoline.
He says as prices continue to rise,
discretionary spending, the runs to the fast food outlets will probably diminish first.
Colin Hendricks with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says high prices likely won't do much to suppress overall economic growth, but the poorest Americans will feel the pinch.
Energy expenditures are a significant portion of consumer spending.
People may opt for public transit, which depresses retail spending.
And tends to drive up online kind of shopping.
Energy-intensive industries will also suffer, says Ana Maria Herrera, an economist with the University of Kentucky.
Rubber and plastics, right? So lots of what they use or chemicals is oil in their production process.
She says for now, the situation isn't as severe as with previous price hikes. Even so, higher prices do complicate the Fed's attempt to cut inflation, says NYU economist Mark Gertler.
They might keep rates this level for longer. Increasing costs puts pressure on firms.
Ed Herz says the U.S. is more self-sufficient in oil now than in previous decades.
The U.S. is almost back up to a level of record production, over 13 million barrels a day.
And he says oil-producing areas like West Texas and the Dakotas will benefit from the higher oil prices. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.